most of us in our daily life. even relating to ourselves. When we have compassion, you see, when we times when we feel more positive, more generosity, more sympathy or compassion towards others, you see, there's more giving. There's more giving with that thought. those lives, those time life, that we have this attitude. this type of attitude. So there's less harm to others. You know, we give less harm to others, and you see, we give more benefit towards others. And when in our normal life, when our attitude is more more self-centered, more egocentric, more concerned with self than others. At that time, you see, more in mind, there's more anger, more, you see, the desire, the seeking happiness for self. the attachment, the clinging to one's own this life, and more jealousness. So all these other problems, emotional problems, they are more and they rise easier, and more harm to other beings. So, and one, and you see the animal or person, friend or parents, friend, somebody who's very kind to oneself, or somebody whom one like, you know, very much. Somebody who's very sick, somebody who's very poor. Wounded animal or something. So any object, a particular being that one feel much compassion, you see, that because, you know, having some problem or the sicknesses or something. So, again to that person, is the one, to that being whom one feels strong compassion. One doesn't give harm, you know, and one, see what that attitude, that compassion makes you to do is to help, to do something for that person, to do something for that being. Whatever you can, you know, according to what you understand, what according, you know, what one understand about, in regards to what it means in benefit, what it means help, what other person is needed, according to, you know, how much understanding one has, capacity one has to help, so one try to help. So the point what I, the point that I'm making here, the point that I'm making here is that, you see, if one has, so depending on the attitude is you, whether one's mind is in the compassion or not. So you know, then others receive harm or help like this. So it's clear. So it is clear that if one's mind is a, if one's mind is in a positive attitude, such as compassion, you see, then what comes out is a, you see, to help, you know, to benefit something for the other being. At least, you see, the last thing, you know, even the help, even the additional, you see, action, help, even that is not happening, but at least there is no harm to that being. So that's what happens towards others, you see, towards others, with this positive attitude of compassion. So same thing. When one doesn't give harm others, when one harms others, that is harming to oneself. That itself is harming to oneself. Whether one realizes that or not, that evolution by harming others, one is creating the cause. One is creating the cause of sufferings or the problems for oneself. whether one realizes the evolution of one's own happiness and one's own problems. whether one realizes not, however, that is the nature. Like, you see, by planting poisonous seed, you see, then comes poisonous stems and flowers and so forth, you see. Then by planting medicinal seed, then you get medicinal plant leaves and flowers or fruit or so that's natural. That's natural. By planting medical seed, doesn't come out poisonous plant, poisonous leaves, poisonous flower. By planting poisonous seed, then comes out medical plant and leaves and flower fruit. That doesn't happen that way. So, same thing. Harming others, you know. That's the creating cause to the problem that which one is going to be will be experienced by oneself. And when one benefit others, you know, you see. One is living in the determination or the vow to not harm others, or which becomes help, or you see, for example. somebody start to shoot, you know, to oneself. Somebody start to shoot to oneself. Then you say something. You ask the person, please do not do. Then that person, however, you say something, and that person changes his mind, you know, and then stop shooting. That person is not doing additional help, not doing additional, you see, help. But that person's that person changed his mind and stopped shooting to oneself. So that itself, that is not giving harm, and that his mind decided to not shoot, you know, not harm. That itself become help to oneself. That itself become help because it helped. Because it helped to be free from the fear, danger of the death, danger of the shortest life, and that you see, and it prolonged the life, you see. So that person changing mind to not harm, and change the action. Prolonged also life. So that person is not giving harm, it's not giving help to oneself. So however, not harming others, helping others itself, you see, living in the vow to not harm others, living in the determination, you know, to not harm others, to benefit others, is benefiting others. So this become the creating the cause, creating the cause of happiness, which one experiences. So in the reality, what one realizes this, recognizes this, you know, evolution of the problems or evolution of the happiness of one's own. What one realizes this way, however, when one stop giving harm to others, that time one is helping, benefiting others. And then, on the top out of compassion, one does this additional benefit. So, to those beings whom one feel compassion. So now, even now, we have, even though, for example, even us here, someone has some more compassion, someone has less, you know, that's different. That we all have, there's some, is a positive, some positive thought, attitude, or some positive thought. Even one does not feel compassion at present. Even one does not feel compassion to every, you see, to every sentient, to every living beings. Even one doesn't feel compassion to every living being, you see, whose mind is obscured. Do not or one has suffering, but experiencing suffering, but want happiness, but devoid of happiness, peace of mind. even one at the present time, even one does not feel compassion to everyone, to every living being. However, there's some sympathy, there's some positive attitude, some compassion to somebody or to some beings, you know. One need to, one see. So however, among us, someone has a greater compassion, someone has middle, someone has even smaller. So you see, there are different state of mind. You see, different, so, the good heart, you see, large and middle and small. So how about, there's also somebody that who has much greater compassion than than all us, you know, than what we have. However, in the world, you see, so there are people who feel compassion to many other living beings. Maybe not every living being whose mind is obscured, but maybe not every living being. But you see, who feel compassion? So many, unconceivable. Suffering beings feel compassion, but not everyone whose mind is obscured. So there's somebody that who has incredible compassion. Much more extensive. So then, even you see, now similar reason like that, there is somebody who has a completed the mind training in the compassion. There is somebody whose mind is completed. Training in the compassion towards every being, towards whose compassion covers, whose compassion, you know, embraces or covers to every suffering being, to everyone whose mind has mistake, whose mind has obscuration. There is somebody who see. Whose compassion is fully developed, whose compassion embraces or covers to everyone, you know, who has, whose mind has mistake, obscuration, and not, you see, fully enlightened being. Because, you see, now this compassion is not independent. It's not independent phenomena, you know. The compassion is not independent phenomena. The compassion doesn't come from its own side. The compassion doesn't exist from its own side. Compassion is not inherently existent. Compassion is a dependent arising. Compassion exists by depending on cause and conditions. From Utopia, you see, the many children are, you know, starving. They're starving or sick. So by seeing other beings suffering, then the compassion, you see, rises. So because the nature of the mind. Is not oneness. Nature of the mind, you see, the nature of the mind is not oneness with mistakes. Nature of the mind is not oneness with the not oneness with the self and the self the you know selfish attitude, the egocentric mind. The nature of the mind is not oneness with the anger. The nature of the mind is not oneness with the attachment and dissatisfied mind. The nature of the mind is not oneness with ignorance. The nature of the mind is not, you see, one like this. Nature of the mind is not oneness with the obscurations. The nature of the mind is pure. The nature of the mind is pure and pure. Because pure in the sense that is not oneness, you see, the mistake or the guilt is not mixed with the nature of our mind. is not mixed with the nature of our mind, you see. The nature of our mind, that which is, however, the two natures, nature of the conventional nature, or the nature of the all obscuring, the conventional nature and the ultimate nature. The nature of the mind that which is true, the nature of the mind that which is true to the all obscure mind, the hallucinate mind, the nature of the mind which is true to the absolute, you know, wisdom. The absolute wisdom. The wisdom realizing, the wisdom, see, realizing the ultimate nature of the mind. So there's the ultimate nature of the mind, which is true, which is perceived, you see, to the absolute wisdom. Means the wisdom that which realizes absolute truth or the ultimate truth of the mind, you know, the ultimate nature of the mind. So, however, the ultimate nature of the mind, so that is what's called clear light. nature of the mind, a hallucinate mind. There's nature of the mind which is true to the absolute, you know, wisdom. To the absolute wisdom. wisdom realizing the wisdom, see, realizing the ultimate nature of the mind. So there's ultimate nature of the mind, which is true, which is a perceived, which is true. You see, to the absolute wisdom means the wisdom that which realizes absolute truth or the ultimate truth of the mind, you know, the ultimate nature of the mind. So, however, the ultimate nature of the mind, that is what's called a clear light, nature of the mind, the clear light. However, conventional nature or the ultimate nature of the mind, the nature of the mind is the conventional or ultimate, the nature, whichever the mistake, even we have mistakes, but you see, it's not mixed with the nature. It's not a oneness with the nature. Even one feels guilty, but guilt is not oneness with the nature. You see, for example, I'm just trying to give compassion how it's demand rising. So compassion arises. Compassion arises because, first of all, is dependent arising, and what makes possible to develop, to generate compassion and to develop compassion, what makes possible is, first of all, the very nature of the mind, the very nature of our mind is pure because it is not mixed with mistakes, with obscurations. you see, with all these disturbing thoughts. Mistakes are temporary. This guilt are temporary. Mistakes are, temporary. Whatever problem that we have is temporary. Is not independent. Is not everlasting. Is not forever. Temporary. So. The true suffering is a true suffering is a temporary. True cause of the suffering is a temporary. However, that brings nature of the mind like this, then that's the main reason. The reason. Then that the mind, itself generally conscious of the mind that itself is a dependent rising. Dependent cause conditions it exists. Same thing. So the now here we're talking about positive attitude, such as compassion. So because the nature of the mind is clear light, that which is pure, because it's not oneness with the mistakes, you know, obscurations or disturbing thoughts. and this, you see, this has a and this is the one that which gives this is the potential. This is the potential why we can generate positive, transform the mind into positive, first compassion and the able to develop. So then you see condition the object as being, you see, seeing suffering being, somebody who has problem. So due to this condition, then you see, the compassion rises. So depend this cause condition, then compassion rises. So you know, wishing that sentient being to be free from problems, and then even stronger compassion, then great compassion that you want, that oneself want to do something for that, being free, that being from the free, that being from the from this, you see, the sufferings. So such this, thought, such this positive thought, you see, nature of mind which is peaceful, and that wishing other beings from the suffering, and even say, to that thought, then you see, then one's own mind, you see, one's own mind labeled compassion. Such a characteristic mind, which functions wishing other beings, you see, to be free from the sufferings. So, to that particular thought, then with that function, then one's mind labeled as a compassion. So that's what compassion is. How the compassion, is it, how we make up compassion is that. So it's a dependent rising. It is compassion exists by dependent cause and conditions. You see, by dependent all these things, the compassion exists, and that's how we can develop compassion. So because the very nature of our mind is pure, not one is the guilt, not one is the mistakes. Even there are mistakes, even there are obscurations, but temporary. So. not oneness with the nature of mind, you see. So therefore, that is the main potential. That is the main potential that we have, that this is what is called fully enlightened, the fully enlightened being's nature, the nature of the fully enlightened being, or nature of the Buddha. So this nature of the mind is called Buddha nature, or the fully enlightened beings, you see, nature. So this is the one that which gives all the hopes, that I see, which gives all the possibilities, or which gives all the hopes that we can obtain any happiness that we, you know, seek, or that we can see. You see, that we can, whatever we see positive ways, we want to develop our mind, that we can develop. So everything comes, everything comes from this, you see, the nature of the mind. So some other lamas or some other practitioners, meditators, they also call this nature of the mind, they call Buddha. They call, you see, completely free being, you know, the fully enlightened being. You see, even though they are temporary, even though they are mistakes, even though you see mistakes, you know, these things, but because the very nature of the mind is a not oneness with mistakes, the obscurations, all this, you know, disturbing or distracting or disturbing thoughts. So some practitioners, other lamas or other meditators, practitioners, they regard them. They say this nature of the mind, you see, as fully enlightened, you see, being, enlightened mind, you know. You see, completely free, being, completely liberated, you see, from all the obscurations, mysteries of the mind. So, however, because of this, then, you see, we can train the mind. Because of this, then we can train the mind into compassion. And however, we can develop compassion, we can complete the compassion, you see, for all living beings. We can complete the compassion, you know. We can complete the mind, train the compassion for all beings.